Om Shanti. 8th March 2019. Today's blessing. May you be a carefree emperor and move away from any shadow of Maya and stay under the canopy of protection of remembrance. May you be a carefree emperor and move away from any shadow of Maya and stay under the canopy of protection of remembrance. Those who constantly stay under the canopy of protection of the Father's remembrance constantly experience themselves to be safe. The way to save yourself from the shadow, chaya of Maya, is to stay under the Father's canopy of protection, Chhatra Chaya. Those who stay under the canopy of protection will always be carefree emperor. If there are any worries, your happiness disappears. When your happiness disappears, you become weak, and there will be the influence of the shadow of Maya, because it is the weakness that invokes Maya. If there is some shadow of Maya, even in your dreams, she will cause you a lot of distress. And this is why you have to remain constantly under the canopy of protection. So there is Chaya and there is Chhatra Chaya. So Baba says, if you want to protect yourself from the shadow or Chaya of Maya, stay under the canopy of protection of remembrance, Chhatra Chaya of God. And for that, become a carefree emperor. For if there are worries, then the happiness goes down. And when happiness goes down, you become weak. And when you become weak, Maya attacks, or that invokes Maya. Even if the shadow of Maya is even in your dreams, she will cause you a lot of distress. And this is why you have to remain constantly under the canopy of protection. So Baba is telling us the ways and means of protection in this Brahmin life. And the best means of protection is remembrance. Because our battle or struggle with Maya is from very long time. And we are knowledgeable souls and we know who is God and what is He. But at the same time, we must know what is Maya, what is the nature of Maya, what are the different forms of Maya, at what time Maya attacks, at what weakest point Maya attacks, and how she attacks. So, it's a very beautiful topic to churn. What are the triggers of Maya? What are the triggers of vices? Why a person who is otherwise calm suddenly becomes angry? Why a person who is observing the principles of purity suddenly feels the urges of passion within? Why a person who is otherwise non-greedy feels to grab things suddenly? Why a person who is otherwise of detached nature suddenly feels the pull, or suddenly feels a temptation, a pull towards some person? And why a person who is otherwise submissive, humble, suddenly has to encounter the gigantic force of ego within. So, one of the triggers of Maya, Baba is telling, is weak mind. Weak mind. And why does the mind become weak? When the happiness is lost. When the happiness is lost. And why the happiness is lost? When there are worries. If you analyze all the addictions, a person is addicted to smoking, he gives up smoking, and then suddenly again he restarts. So what are the triggers? There are some unusual triggers which probably he had never thought of them as triggers. So whatever triggers are there in addictions, the same triggers are there in vices. For example, one feels lonely. So loneliness is a trigger for vices. So loneliness has nothing to do with lust. Person is living a pure life, but the moment he feels lonely, the passion surges up. So loneliness is a trigger. Then hurt. When somebody is hurt, it has nothing to do with alcohol, but that hurt acts as a trigger to restart alcohol, to restart smoking, to go back to the same sensual passions. Depression. One is depressed. One is down. The mood is low. And when the mood is low, one goes back to all addictions. Anxiety. When one is anxious, restless, he doesn't know what to do and he goes back to addiction. Though for 10 years he has not even touched a drop of wine, and suddenly there is anxiety because of something and he goes back to addiction. Fear. Fear makes one go back to addiction. Insecurities. Any insecurity will make person go back to the same addiction he had before. Illness. Sickness. When one is sick, that may be simple fever. Or the feeling of fever even. It's not recorded. But person feels feverish and is down. That is a vulnerable point, a sensitive point, where the addictions would be triggered or some previous sanskar would come back. Though that sanskar has nothing to do with this illness, still it comes back. Because, physical tiredness. For example, person is busy in seva whole day and is tired. And he goes to sleep. Before sleeping, he is so tired that there are no particular thoughts. And that is the point when Maya attacks. Whole day was spent in Baba's service. Whole day. But there is a tiredness. The body is tired. And that point of time, some previous sanskar is triggered, which has nothing to do with whole day. The person did not have any thought about it. But still, the tiredness triggers the sanskars, addictions, vices, unhappiness, and then Maya attacks. So one must identify the weakest time of the day. In 24 hours, which is that point when I am vulnerable? I am very strong at Amrit Vela. I am very strong at enduring Murli. I am very strong throughout the day. But maybe afternoon, when I am free, that time is the Maya attacks. probably just before going to sleep, there is a whole lot of digital attraction that might pull me. So, identify those weak points of the day or places. At particular place, I feel weak. At another place, when I am Madhuban, I am very strong. But the moment I go back, I am weak. At my home, I am strong. In my workplace, I am weak. Why? So there must be something there. So places also are responsible for invocation of Maya. So time, place, and then there is a person. There are persons, the moment I see them or even remember them, I suddenly feel drop in my stage. And always remember, we all Brahmins have very strong karmic accounts with other Brahmins. We don't have much karmic accounts with the soul who are outside of this yajna. But within the yajna, we all have come together in one center, in one department, in one place, in Mount Abu, that could be Gyansarova, Pandavavan, anywhere, any place of the yajna. Same department, same place. So why A is with B? Is it suddenly? There's no coincidence. They have a very strong karmic account to settle. And they left that unsettled in the previous births. And now there is constant quarrel, differences of opinion, fights, anxieties, or attachments, deep attachments. Which is preferable, fight or attachment? Given option, what you will take? You are A and there is B. You want to fight with B or you want to have attachment with B? You don't have third option. Only two options. Only two options. Either you have fight or you have attachment. Which you will take? Arvind bhai, why? Why? Why you want to fight with someone? Huh? For increasing disinterest. Because attachment is filled with anxiety. Attachment is filled with restlessness. Attachment takes you away from God. Attachment makes you focus only on that one person. Attachment is dangerous. Fight is also dangerous, but a little better. Preferable. You remain at least detached from that person. And then you can have inside your mind, you can give sakash of detachment or whatever. But the one whom you are attached, you can't give even sakash. Your sakash doesn't reach, vibrations don't reach that person. So, identify the period, time, place and person throughout the day when Maya attacks me. My weakest points of the day, time of the day, the persons who surround me. And if suppose I identify, okay, at 10 p.m. at night, Maya comes, okay. This is the time. And the particular place, my room. And the person with whom I work throughout the day. If I am attached to him, more dangerous. Because then I will be keep on calling him. Or having some contact. If I am detached, I may not contact. But whatever. So, there is a point where the Maya attacks. Maya will not attack you in 23 hours and 50 minutes. It will attack only for those 10 minutes when you are weak. When you are weak. For 23 hours, you are very strong. You have churning knowledge, giving and listening lectures or whatever, doing all Gyan related activities. But Those 10 minutes are most important. 100 people you work with, 1,000 people you come in contact every day, nobody affects you. But one person is there who affects you too much. All purusharth, all efforts have to be done only on that one person. All purusharth is only for those 10 minutes. All purusharth, throughout the day you are okay, but the moment you enter one particular place, that place, so special attention should be given to that place, in purifying that place, in giving sakash to that particular person, and to be highly alert during those 10 minutes, where the maya comes. Because if you can conquer that 10 minutes, you have conquered the day. In that moment lies the eternity. It's a very beautiful saying. In that moment lies the eternity. Just conquer that moment. If you can conquer those 10 minutes, it's okay. Everything is done. So Baba says, when you become weak, Maya attacks. And how do you become weak? When your happiness disappears. And how your happiness disappears? When you start worrying. And how to get rid of worry? To stay under the canopy of protection of the Father. This is a very beautiful thing to imagine, that there is a shield above me. Wherever I go, that canopy follows me. It is shown in the life of Prophet Muhammad, the founder of Islam, that in those Arabian deserts, when he would walk, there were clouds above him and they would shield him, safeguard him from the scorching heat of the sun, because those countries, Saudi Arabia, very hot. And when Prophet Muhammad would walk, the clouds would walk above him, move above him, float above him. Wherever he would go, the clouds would go. But others could not see those clouds. Only he would see it. That was his faith. So to have the faith that Baba is my Chhatrachhaya, is my canopy of protection, and he knows that I am here. We have somehow forgotten that God knows me. He knows you. He knows you. He knows your department. And he knows what work you are doing. And he knows what seva you have done till now. And he also knows what are your potential. He knows the sambhavana to make it sambhav. He knows your potentials and how those can become possible. He knows the dreams that can come true. He knows everything. So, believe in him. It's shown in Chanakya that when that Chanakya comes to Pataliputra, he was insulted by the king Dhananand. And he feels so frustrated. He comes out. And he saw a small boy, but very high potentials, the way he is speaking, the way he is talking. And he's an ordinary boy, but his speech was extraordinary. And he decides that this boy I'm going to make into a king. And he goes to his mother and he says, I want your boy. Mother says, no, why will I give you my son? He's my son. He says, I will take him. She says, no. He says, I will take him to Takshashila. That time, Takshashila University, Afghanistan, it was the highest. And he says, I will take your boy for learning there. Even if you stop, he will not stop. Because when I will call, he has to come. Because I have taken him in my womb already. And you are a mother, you are thinking of a child, but I am a teacher and I think of the world and I think of the country, and my country is suffering and you do not know the problems of my country. And I see in him Supta Chetana, I see him in hidden potential to become king. And he takes that boy away. And after many years, he comes back with young Chandragupta. And one day, he overthrows the king Dhananand, all the Nanda dynasty, which was cruel. And all the tyranny of that dynasty is overthrown and a new kingdom established, Maurya kingdom. So that's the story of the destruction of one ruler by another ruler. But this Chanakya, he himself never becomes king, but he is a kingmaker. So he sees the potential in that small child and he takes him away, and thus the child also surrenders. So Baba sees the potential in us. It's not that we feel somewhere that Baba is not utilizing my skills, or he is not aware of it. He knows the skills of each and every child, but he also knows the time when it should be put to use. So that's why wait and watch, have patience. For they also win only who only wait and watch. In English, there is a saying, they also win who only wait and watch. So wait for the opportune time to come. So, remembrance is what? Canopy, Chhatrachaya. Move wherever I am going, as if that cloud is moving above me. Wherever I am going, as if I am always getting protected by this canopy. Wherever I go, His hand of blessing is upon me. And one of the avyakta, Sandesh Baba had said about Dadi Gulzar, that wherever she is there, the canopy of vision, drishti ki chhatrachaya. This vision itself is a chhatrachaya. Bab Dada's vision is a chhatrachaya for Dadi. So wherever she will go, his vision will act as a chhatrachaya. So remembrance is a canopy. Purity is a canopy. His vision is a canopy. All the maryadas, the rules and codes of conduct are the chhatrachaya, or the canopy of protection for a Brahmin. This Brahmin gathering is a protection. These are all the other canopies. This Brahmin gathering, the moment you go out of this gathering, if this is the fort, go out of this fort and you start doing some sinful activities, some vikarma, something wrong will happen. That's why this Brahmin gathering is a canopy. Madhuban is a canopy. Stay in the Madhuban and keep on coming to Madhuban. If you can't come, keep on coming to Madhuban at least once in 24 hours through your mind. Through your mind. Either at Amrit Vela or in the evening. But make it a point that you reach Madhuban every day. And when I say Madhuban, I mean Pandabhavan. And I mean the four holy places, sites of pilgrimage. Move across Shantistham, go to History Hall. Go to Baba's room and go to Baba's hut every day. This is even more stronger than coming here physically. To come through the mind. You can spend some time in History Hall. Doing what? Doing what? See, stand in front of every picture there. And churn on that picture for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. See the picture throughout the day when there is nobody there. Just see those small girls standing there. See Baba giving toli. See Baba giving drishti in one of the picture. See those dadis and churn. There's one picture where they are carrying luggages on their heads. Sit in front of that picture and decide and think. Those girls, what idea they had of the future? Did they know where they are going? Did they know what challenges they are going to face? They are nothing. They have no knowledge. They are just gone like that. Their master told them, come, and they followed him. Without asking why, where, how, when, what will happen, what we will eat, what we will drink, where we will stay. Nothing. They are carrying those luggages and they have come. They had no knowledge that this yajna would assume such a mammoth proportion one day. They had no knowledge such a gigantic tree this yajna would become. So, trip, Madhuban trip, every day. Physically, once a year or twice a year, or if possible more. And those who stay here all the time, it's all the more necessary for them, because it has become a commonplace, everyday affair. So that is why it's more important for those who stay here to do this Madhuban trip. How many times? Sushil bhai, how many times Madhuban trip? Two times? Four times. For Madhuban Nivasis, four times. And those who stay outside, they should exceed them then. Eight times. So keep on coming to Madhuban through your mind. And coming to Madhuban doesn't mean just visiting places. Sit there and feel, this is the place where Brahma sat. This is the place where Mamma sat. And this is the place where Murlis were narrated. And this is the place where the initial fire was ignited. And this is the place from where the spiritual explosion took place. This is the place where the spiritual bombshell was first thrown by God. And this is the place where the blast occurred. Spiritual blast, spiritual earthquake, spiritual volcano, spiritual tsunami that was spread across the world. So with that vision, visit different places of Madhuban. Sit in the courtyard of Madhuban and think, who are these people? God selected, God chosen and God elected souls. Sit in the courtyard of Madhuban and think, why this place is so pure that way. So staying in the canopy of protection. Om Shanti.